This is a fantastic new album. It's called Groves Groove. And on the baritone sax there, Michael Deese. And that was for Roy Hargrove. Groves Groove. And Steve Turay on the trombone. Steve Davis, sorry, on the trombone. Rodney Whitaker on the bass. And Bill Cunliffe on the piano. Just sounded really good. Also, before that, you heard Brian Ho, Paul Bullenbach, and Wookie Landom from their new album, that track called Silver's Serenade. This is KUVO. We're jazz, blues, Latin, soul, and more. I'm Paul Donovan. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Look, we're almost to the weekend, and the last couple days of fall, summer, almost fall. Let's check traffic. Looks like we don't have any incidents on the road right now, but it's early. But let's think positive that it'll be an easy drive home this afternoon. But the volume's out there. A lot of cars on the road, so be safe. Denver weather, cool tonight, down to 55, and then sunny and hot tomorrow, have about 88. But listen to this, fall begins officially early Sunday morning, and it will feel like fall. They keep coming down on the forecast here, if you've been following this day to day. Saturday will be 71, with a pretty good chance of rain, and Sunday's high is supposed to be 59. With rain showers, feeling like fall, sweater weather. All right, right now it's 84 downtown here at KUVO. Well, we have a special musician coming in. She is a dynamic vocalist based here in Denver with a sound deeply rooted in the rich traditions of soul, funk, and fusion. She proudly brings her collective of skilled musicians to Dazzle week from tomorrow, next Friday, September 27th, to play from and for the heart. Kayla Smith, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. Wonderful. This is wonderful. And so I didn't know about you until I got your information. And I thought, wow, let's get her in here. And you're young? How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was a little girl. I haven't been singing all that seriously up until pretty recent. So,
oh, you're serious now?
I'm on KUVO. No, but I've been singing just about my whole life.
Oh, my goodness. So what was it? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in South Florida. When you talk about fall, man, I'm excited for it. I haven't had many changing seasons, so
you've had your share of rain and storms.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hurricanes.
Yep, hurricanes.
Yeah, tropical storm. Yeah,
all the stories are true.
Well, and how long have you been here in Colorado?
Just about 2 years.
Okay, so you're kind of getting acclimated a little bit here.
I'm really enjoying every minute of it.
So tell me, what got you on the music road when you were just a child? What was it like in your house?
Well, I think it was just that I wouldn't stop singing.
What kind of music was in the house?
I would say, you know, we had our, like, Stevie Wonder, you know, kind of when you think about, like, cleaning the house music.
Yeah.
That was, like, really what got me, like, man, this makes me feel really happy, and I've just been following that ever since.
Did you play any instruments?
I do. I play piano, and I do a good amount of solo shows, kind of just accompanying myself, but definitely voices is where my main focus is.
So growing up, who were your influences? You mentioned Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder is a huge one. You know, down south, I feel like I kind of gotten some, you know, inspiration just from like the Latin music that I grew up on. And, you know, it is really different out here. The first band I actually joined when I moved to Colorado was this Latin jazz band in Colorado Springs. So that felt like home. And I've kind of just been chasing, you know, that feeling of home ever since, and that's brought me into soul fusion and jazz and just experimental jazz, and I've really been enjoying it.
So, okay, from Florida, you're in Colorado. What happened in between?
Well, I moved to Michigan to be...
Wow, Florida to Michigan.
Right? What was I thinking? I don't know how that happened. I was 19 years old. I left college to be a news anchor in Northeast Michigan, a very random transition, and kind of just based off of this feeling like I needed to be doing something more, you know, whatever that might mean.
Yeah.
And a couple months into that job, I had this moment sitting at my desk, you know, preparing for the morning show. And I was like, I love music and I need to not quit before I even start. And so just based off of feeling, I moved to Denver, knowing nothing about it. I'd never been here, didn't know anyone who lived here. And I just felt like this was the right place to be. And it's been very, very kind to me.
Can I ask you how old you are?
Yes, I'm 22 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you have your whole life ahead of you. So much has happened to you in so little time. So what, you were going to school.
Yes.
What were you majoring in?
Psychology. So not even journalism. Like, we got, it's literally like just the most random switch up. Yeah. So I ended up finishing college while I was doing that job, kind of just online. And now I have a degree in psychology if I ever need it, I guess. But
that's wonderful. As a singer?
Yeah.
You write?
I sure do. I've actually joined a really heavy metal band called Eternum. Shout out to them. It's a female-fronted rock band based in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And so genre-wise, I'm kind of all over the place.
I love that.
But it's like you gotta...
So are we.
You know? You know? So I'm not narrow when it comes to genre. And we have a song coming out on October 11th, so putting that out there. But yeah, you know, rock has been a really cool new project. Yeah. But here in Denver, I really kind of keep it more so like the genre that I love and creating music that inspires me. Not as experimental, like when it comes to singing super heavy rock.
I am still stuck on your being a TV anchor.
I know.
No experience.
Yeah. That's definitely like my go-to fun fact, you know?
Wow.
It was so
and,
weird.
And being so young and trying to get up early in the morning, what, 4 a.m?
Oh my
goodness. And your late nights.
Now I'm a night owl, you know, not even by choice, but gigs are at night. People go out at night. And
which
so...
is perfect.
Yeah, it's a little more my speed than getting up at 4.
Okay, we're talking to Kayla Smith, based here in Denver. She's playing Dazzle a week from tomorrow with her band. Let's hear a song from you. Tell us about the song, It Was Me.
So I'm so glad we touched on the news anchor thing because literally in the middle of that job, I visited home to Florida. I met up with a musician, a producer. I went into the studio for 2 hours and I made this song. And so not a whole lot of intention or plan behind it, but I like to talk about it because I really want to honor like every step that's brought me here. And even if that's a song that was produced in a really brief moment, it's still true to my story. And so, yeah, this is kind of just a fun project I did before I even started my music journey.
All right, here's Kayla Smith, It Was Me, on KUVO. Kayla Smith, and It Was Me, here on KUVO. Kayla Smith will be playing Dazzle next Friday, and she's with us right now. Tell us more about the song. Who was in there?
So, it is just me and a producer named 22, based in South Florida.
Yeah.
He's awesome. So, yeah, check him out on Spotify for sure.
And you were on the keys?
Yep, and a little bit of vocal action there.
I
sometimes
love that.
I wish I could layer my voice live. I need to get one of those pedals.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are my ideas.
Yeah. Well, wow, this has been great. So tell us about the show coming up next Friday, Dazzle.
I can't even explain my excitement. I mean, I've been playing the lounge bar that, you know, when the pianist in the corner of Dazzle after you
oh,
see
the Elgin Pultec Piano Lounge.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, right.
And so even my first time playing that, I was like, I'm so lucky to be in this space, you know? And the first time I ever walked into Dazzle, I just knew I wanted to be on that main stage one day, and now I get to, and I'm very, very grateful.
Well, tell us about the band.
So I have Wyatt Walker on bass, Dom Levon on piano, Caitlin Sullenberger on guitar, and Chris King on drums. And I chose this band because truthfully, I think my biggest blessing working in this city is just what the community has given to me, what the music scene has given to me. So much of my inspiration has traveled from like being these huge artists to just the very musicians I'm working with. And so these people just inspire me endlessly. And even, you know, my own coworkers / friends that I've seen play Dazzle, like I just, it feels really special to share a stage with them.
So what is next for Kayla Smith?
You know, I would say what is next is something that I've been asking myself, like, since I started this.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to just be like, what is now? You know, because we get so caught up, especially as musicians, like, reaching that next goal and getting to that next big achievement.
Yeah.
But, like, what is now is really what I'm just trying to sit in and be grateful for. And so what is now is I'm sitting here with you at KUVO and, you know.
What would be your dream collaboration?
Is it corny to say people in the city? Because I mean,
heck no.
That's where my
mind goes. We have
so
much talent here.
We sure do.
Yeah.
I have to shout out Yasmin Imani because she is a vocalist that
Boom.
Has given me lots of inspiration. Isaac Sinclair on drums and vocals. And these are people I've recently collaborated with and I'm just still beaming from,
yeah.
you know, playing with them.
Yeah.
And Dom is another example, you know, somebody that's pushed me in my music, taught me so much, and then is also willing to play with me and inspire my ideas. So those are just three people that come to mind that I'm just like really grateful to be in the same space with them.
Any other shout outs you want to do?
Shout out to you, Paul.
This was wonderful. Kayla Smith.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to all the listeners who love music and are supporting local musicians. September 27th, 10 p.m., Dazzle. I'll see you there.
All right. That's why we're here. Thank you. And you can see more about Kayla online at kuvo.org. Thank you, Kayla.